to Real World News.
Climate Smart Agriculture at the center of the Rio Plus 20 discussions. Activist Soledad Bogliano of the Network for a GMO-Free Latin America, RAL, said that agriculture will be one of the key issues of the United Nations World Summit on Sustainable Development to be held in June in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, known as Rio Plus 20. At the negotiations of the 17th Conference of the Parties to the UN Convention on Climate Change held in Durban, South Africa, it was reported that the world agri-industrial sector is responsible for 45-60% of the global greenhouse gas emissions that cause climate change. Some civil society organizations from all over the world claim that the creators of the so-called green economy, that is to say corporations, northern governments, financial institutions, take key elements of the criticism made by social organizations to the capitalist system to use them to their advantage. So they are now talking about climate-smart agriculture. The World Bank and the UN Food Agriculture Organization appear as some of the promoters of this idea. On April the 13th and the 14th, a seminar called Green Capitalism, Agriculture and Forests was held at the Universidad Andina Simón Bolívar in Quito, Ecuador. The activity was organized by the Third World Ecology Research Institute. During the seminar, RALT activist Soledad Bogliano said that green economy is based on a new formulation of global agrarian policies called Climate Smart Agriculture, which according to the FAO would lead to a sustainable intensification of agriculture. Rio World Radio's correspondent in Costa Rica, Henry Picado, participated in the seminar where he recorded Bogliano's presentation. The activist warned about the new strategy for agribusiness and biotech industries that consists in taking the peasant discourse about agriculture practices that help cool the planet. La Via Campesina, an international peasant network comprising peasant organizations from all over the world, explains that peasant farming cools the planet because they don't use large machinery or agrotoxics, they sell local products, avoiding the transportation of food along long distances, etc. The peasants especially advocate for agroecology. Agribusiness tries to disguise its actions through the use of the peasant discourse, said Bogliano. She reports there is a colonization of peasant resistance, biotechnology wants to go there. They are making a confused use of our ideas interpreted in a way to open the door to industry in order to include the idea that sustainable agriculture, food sovereignty and biotechnology are possible at the same time. Meanwhile, the member of RAL said that even though this proposal does not mention the use of GMOs in climate-smart agriculture, some private agencies like the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and the International Seeds Federation openly defend the inclusion of GMOs and they mention it as a way to adapt to climate change. Lastly, Bogliano said that in spite of Rio Plus 20, agriculture does not appear to be a vital item in the agenda, it is actually one of its key issues. She said that social organizations have to confront green economy in agriculture in order to avoid this from being included in the government's agenda.
You are listening to Real World News.